A little unusual schedule with the Packers playing Thursday. It's on a Wednesday. We say good morning to the coach, Mike McCarthy. Morning, coach.
Hey, good morning, Jerry.
Well, some news in the Packers, of course. Niles Davis, probably little known to Packers fans. It was a crowded running back situation in Kansas City. Hadn't seen a lot of action so far, so a trade seemed to make sense for both teams. What can we expect from him in a Packers uniform? What type of runner would you describe him to be?
Well, you know, he's a strong runner, and I think it definitely carries over to, you know, his ability to return kicks, because you've seen that. If you go back to the Kansas City preseason game, he played well against us in that game, so has very good speed. I think he ran in the 4.3s actually coming out of college. So, and frankly, you know, he's a veteran player, so this is an excellent addition to our roster.
What kind of learning curve do you expect for a guy coming into a new system like that?
Well, it's always a challenge when you do this at this point in the season. So you just look for carryover. There is some carryover language-wise from the Kansas City offense to ours. So we'll use that and try to build off that.
I have to ask you the question everyone's asking, and Aaron Rodgers discussed it himself yesterday. What is wrong with Aaron Rodgers? Clearly, his accuracy appears to be off from what we've come accustomed to. The question everyone's asking is it a funk, a deterioration of skills? What are you seeing in Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I mean, it's definitely not deterioration in skills. I think his skill set, particularly just having an opportunity to coach him his whole career, he's in great shape, still throws the ball, the velocity and so forth and so forth. So it's definitely not that. I think it's just kind of, combination of things. It's usually never one thing, because if it's one thing, you can fix it immediately. You have a little bit of a change in how we're playing, and definitely with that, you have change in personnel groups, and we're not as far off as people think we are.
Well, that's a good point, because a lot of people are looking at Aaron Rodgers, but football's maybe the ultimate team sport, and it really is a matter of how everything's working together, isn't it?
Well, definitely. It's a classic example of how our league works. When things go well, the quarterback gets too much credit, and when things don't go well, he gets too much of the blame. So it's usually, in my experience, it's definitely somewhere in between.
Going into the Dallas game, your defense was number one ranked against the rush. Also, the Cowboys have a pretty good running game, and they racked up 191 yards, 5.8-yard average. Ezekiel Elliott had 157 yards. It went in, as I said, as the league's best run defense. Is that a one-off game? How do you evaluate what happened there?
Well, you look at it, and you have to be, realistic and honest about everything. There's a lot of good things in the run defense. We had some over pursuit that hurt us too much. I think there's definitely a handful of plays that our fellow players, we just were trying to do too much. And they had shoot 100 yards on three carries, and you can't give up big plays, number one, and you can't give up big plays that average 30 plus yards a carry. So we had that was the big plays was the biggest part of the failure for that. I think other than that, it was a pretty good battle of their run game against our run defense. But those three big plays count, and that's why their numbers are where they are. And they had the better day.
There's a cliche in the NFL that you can throw the records out when division rivals meet, but I don't think that's more true than when it comes to the Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears, which you face at Lambeau tomorrow night. It just doesn't matter what both teams are doing when they meet. You just know it's always going to be a grudge match.
Oh, definitely, and you just have to pay attention to the video, too. So this is a football team that has a lot of production. And, they're getting healthy. They're going to have two players back in their front seven, defensively. So it's always going to be that way. Frankly, I haven't even put up their record. So we're just paying close attention to how they played in their prior games. And we clearly understand that this is the Green Bay Packers playing the Chicago Bears.
So I got a quick ask you. I don't know how much time you had to pay attention to Wisconsin's other football team, the Badgers. Boy, they went through a murderer's row. They had Michigan State, they had Michigan, Ohio State. They lost two of the three, but boy, they played three of the best teams in the country really tough. And it's just, I know you have your experience with losing tough, close losses, but boy, it's been amazing to watch how they've surprised people.
Well, they're a good football team. I think it was clearly evident just watching play LSU. I'm just... Yep. I had up fortunate to watch that game live. Wisconsin has a heck of a team. I love the way they're coached. I love the way they play. So, and they do a very good job of playing to their strength. Their defense is outstanding. You know, their offensive line play. You know, the quarterback's young and then getting better. You know, Paul Chris does a great job, and I think those guys are playing really good football.
It's Thursday night at Lambeau. We'll be watching. As always, good luck, Coach.
All righty. Thank you, Jerry.